Hello, culinary enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of Simple Recipe Box, where we turn everyday cooking into extraordinary meals. I'm your host, Ben Harper, and today we're embarking on a flavorful journey to South Asia. Get ready to master the art of making halwa puri, a tantalizing Pakistani breakfast feast that promises a delightful start to your day. Halwa puri isn't just a meal. It's a celebration of textures and flavors that come together in a beautiful symphony. Imagine starting your day with velvety, sweet halwa and fluffy, golden puris, deep-fried to perfection. Plus, we'll spice things up with a side of savory chana masala. Sounds mouthwatering, right? Let's dive in. First things first, let's talk ingredients. For the halwa, you'll need semolina, sugar, water, ghee, or unsalted butter, and for an aromatic touch, a few cardamom pods and a pinch of saffron. And don't forget the dry fruits like almonds and cashews for garnish. Moving on to the puris, you'll need all-purpose flour, a pinch of salt, and oil for frying. And for that delicious chana masala, grab some chickpeas, onions, tomatoes, and a selection of spices like cumin, coriander, turmeric, and garam masala. Let's start with the halwa. In a non-stick pan, melt the ghee and gently roast the semolina until golden. Infuse it with cardamom, then stir in the sugar and water. Here's a pro tip. Keep the flame low for that glossy, perfect consistency. Continue stirring until the halwa thickens beautifully. Now, for those iconic puris, knead your dough until smooth, then let it rest. When rolling them out, aim for even thickness. Heat the oil in a deep pan, just right so your puris puff up wonderfully without burning. Fry each puri until it blooms into a golden brown balloon. Ah, the satisfaction of seeing them puff. Don't forget the chana masala. Boil the chickpeas until tender, then simmer them in a spicy tomato-based gravy. This robust side dish complements the sweetness of the halwa and the crispiness of the puris perfectly. And there you have it, a breakfast that's not just nourishing, but also a feast for the senses. Serve everything hot and watch as it brings a smile to everyone at the table. Remember, cooking is more than following recipes. It's about creating experiences that bring people together. So invite your friends or family to cook along, share your halwa puri feast, and make memories around delicious food. Thanks for tuning in to Simple Recipe Box. I hope you feel inspired to try this delightful halwa puri recipe. Join us next time as we continue to explore the joy of home cooking. Until then, keep your taste buds curious and your plates colorful. End of podcast.